You're with SBS Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of Your Time with B on your beautiful Friday. The first story that I want to share with you guys is a development in the Barbie world, I guess you can say. So Mattel, the company that first introduced Barbie and Ken to us, has introduced a new line of gender-neutral dolls for boys, girls, and anyone in between. So the new line was announced on Wednesday, and it's intended to reflect the ever-changing culture, I guess, as the world continues to celebrate the positive impact of inclusivity, said Kim Coleman, who is the executive of Mattel. The doll is available in all these different sorts of skin colors, and in the pack that the doll comes in, it comes with a couple of different wigs. So it can come with hair, like curly hair, straight hair, braided hair, short, long, whatever you want to desire, it will come with that sort of hairstyle. And it also has several options for the wardrobe. So it will have, you know, like long skirt, short skirt, pants, dress. There's a variety of things that you can pick from. And it's supposed to include everyone, these dolls. So it's not as simple as a Barbie or a Ken, a boy or a girl anymore. And the Barbie specifically comes with blonde hair or brown hair and a dress. And the Ken specifically comes with shorts and a t-shirt and short hair. So in order to get this doll to where it's at right now, Mattel, it was about an 18-month workshop to be able to develop this doll. And they actually spoke to families of all different types that have all different sort of gender identities. And they asked them, what do you want to see in a doll for your children or for future generations to come? And this is what they said. Just a doll where they can mix it up a little bit. They can go from one to the other, keep it the way they want to. Really, like, it's up to the creative individual what they want to do with it now. I think the doll is retailing for around $40-$45. So maybe it can be a Christmas present for your kids. And Mattel have said they really don't want to get into the whole political conversation about gender, but they just want to make something that's inclusive for all children, as gender is becoming such a big discussion and people are coming out of their shells more and being so much more comfortable in whatever they decide to express themselves as. Okay, so enough with that now. That is an amazing development in the toy world. And in a way, I kind of wish that I was young when this toy came out, because I would have loved to have something that I could have got my hands on that was exactly like this. But hey, I'm 23 now. I'm not going to play with Barbie dolls. Maybe, I don't know. Let's not go down that road. Okay, so Greta Thunberg, she is a massive name at the moment. She's a household name. In August last year, she took some time off school to demonstrate outside of the Swedish parliament, which is her home. So Sweden's her home. She held up a sign that was calling for stronger attention to climate and stronger climate action on behalf of her government. So this sort of led to other students doing the same thing, and students from different communities, including here in Australia, decided to unite and take a day off school to strike, to get the government, you know, aware of how much they feel that climate change is not only impacting them now, but can impact them in the future when they're adults. And just recently, we saw the global climate strike on Friday last week, which saw over 300,000 people in Australia taking part, which is massive. And it went all over the world. So nearly every single city in New York, over 120 different cities here in Australia. You had Africa doing the same thing. You had Europe, you had New Zealand, Asia, everywhere honestly took part in this. And it was a massive turnout. And this was ahead, 3 days ahead of the UN Climate Action Summit that was held in New York on Monday earlier this week. Now, Greta did make an appearance, and she did have a really, really powerful speech where she said, "I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words." So off the back of this, Greta got everyone was taking to social media praising the young girl for her confidence and just her passion in trying to save not only her future, but everyone else's really. And we had some politicians here in Australia that didn't like what they heard. And that was, ladies and gentlemen, our one and only Pauline Hanson, leader of the One Nation Party. She wasn't happy with what Greta had to say. She was actually not impressed. Quote, she told Sky News that Greta is only reiterating what other people have put into her head. And she thinks that she's kind of, in a way, been brainwashed, I guess, which is insane because we really, really, not me personally, but a lot of people underestimate the smarts of young children. They really are we really need to listen to them. They're insanely intelligent. I think they're just getting more intelligent as the years go on, really. So this is what Pauline Hanson said. She said, it's very biased. It's not a balanced view. And this is why children are faced with anxiety, panic attacks, and they feel the world is coming to an end and it's doomed. She then went on to blame the little girl's parents who let her attend protests and to take the day off school. Pauline Hanson went on to say, how much effort would these kids put into it if they had to go on a weekend, you know, their own time? It was great to take a day off school. It was hyped by the media and by everyone, and I think it's disgraceful. Honestly, I am on Greta's side. She has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, and she also recently traveled to the US by yacht to avoid flying last month to help save the environment. She's so young, but she's such a role model, not just for me, but for so many people. Okay, enough with the news. I know I didn't have any wacky stories this week, but these are two stories that I just am really passionate about, and I just wanted to let you know about them if you haven't already heard. And anyway, it's time for my favorite part of the week. We are listening to some deadly black artists that are bringing us just music that is feeding my soul. So this week we have Nookie, his Black Future song. It is a message for the next generation of black excellence. And it's a reminder that young generations of Indigenous people in this country can actually achieve anything they want. So here it is. Enjoy and have a good weekend.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.